Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I will be discussing some quotes from Hal Steinbrenner, Aaron Boone, and Brian Cashman. Steinbrenner appeared on the Michael Kay Show yesterday. He had plenty to say about his New York Yankees. Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman spoke to the reporters who cover the Yankees today at Yankee Stadium, so I'll have my thoughts on those quotes as well. We'll also talk about what's been happening in the ALCS and NLCS to this point and more, but first you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So let's talk about Hal Steinbrenner's comments first, since he was the first one to speak. As I said, he appeared on Michael Kay's show yesterday, and he had lots to say about his New York Yankees. Now, the first thing Hal said was that he was disappointed, and when he spoke to Michael Kay yesterday, he said he had a rough weekend because they invested so much time and money in this year's squad and they didn't reach their ultimate goal, which was to make the World Series and win the World Series. He said that they all felt they had a team that could win the championship, and they did have a team that could win the championship if everything was working at the same time. But as we saw coming into the season, they lost Luis Severino to Tommy John surgery. They lost Tommy Canley to Tommy John surgery. Things happened that prevented it from coming to fruition, you know, the World Series win. But there were also decisions made by management that prevented the Yankees from even making it out of the division series, which I will talk about in a bit. So Steinbrenner apologized to Yankee fans. He said the team should have won the World Series and that, quote, we didn't even come close. He also said, I didn't like what I saw with the inconsistency, especially in a short season. You and me both, Hal. He believes that the Game 2 pitching logic of Garcia Happ was sound, but that it was not executed by the players on the field. Ho. You will hear quotes from both Boone and Cashman also sticking up for the Game 2 disaster. I can't understand why they won't admit that they were wrong. Just admit that you were wrong. You tried something silly and it didn't work out. He said that Aaron Boone will definitely be back next season, so anyone who was hoping for Boone to be fired will not get that present. I know a few people who would love for Aaron Boone to be fired. They would consider it Christmas. I'm not at that point yet. I know that he does a lot of things that, well, I mean, obviously, look at Game 5 and look at Game 2 of the Division Series, and you'll see why a lot of people don't want him to be manager of the Yankees anymore. But yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm not at the point where I think he should be fired. I'm not at 2004 Stacy wanting Joe Torre to be fired and being annoyed that the Yankees waited three more seasons to do it. Hal also mentioned that the Yankees sustained significant losses more than any other team in baseball. Considering everything else that's going on in the world, no one's going to care that the poor New York Yankees, I shouldn't even say the poor New York Yankees, the unfortunate New York Yankees lost money. No one is going to feel bad for the Yankees losing money at all, ever. He said that he's happy with GM Brian Cashman's performance. Quote, it's been good. We're just going to have to keep plugging away. So anyone who was hoping that Brian Cashman was out the door, that's not happening. He said about fans in the stands at Yankee Stadium for next season, I have no idea and neither do you guys. And he has a point because no one knows what the hell is going to be happening in 2021. He said about DJ LeMahieu and his value to the team that he recognizes it and says, I'll leave it at that. So maybe you'll see DJ back in pinstripes, hopefully. About Gerrit Cole, quote, he's hardcore. We got exactly what we wanted. He believes that Gary Sanchez will return to form in 2021. Quote, we'll get him back. Hopefully he's right about that because this was a lost year for Gary Sanchez.
Gary, where are you?
He said that our objective was to win a world championship. We failed in that endeavor. Does that mean the whole season was a failure? No. Somewhere, Derek Jeter is shaking his head in disapproval. I did see a lot of tweets after people were posting sound bites of Hal's remarks yesterday. And a lot of people were tweeting, George is rolling in his grave. Too bad he's not alive. Because Hal is definitely different than his father. Which is both good and bad. It's good because he's not a maniac like the elder Steinbrenner was during his tenure as owner. Because, you know, a lot of people think to the post-suspension Steinbrenner, who was still a hard ass, but he was a little less of a hard ass. The guy before he was suspended was a friggin' nightmare. And honestly, it's a good thing that Hal is not like that. I think that if Hank, the late Hank Steinbrenner, were the one who took over day-to-day operations, he would be more like his father, or he would have been more like his father than Hal. Hal is a little more relaxed. He says a lot of the things that his dad would say. You know, we expected to win a World Series, this and that, but he's not screaming while he's saying it. He's not firing people left and right. And that could be a detriment because in some cases you want them to have new blood in places. Look, I'm thankful to Brian Cashman for his years of service and for everything that he's done for the Yankees. But we're at the point now where the Yankees have only won one World Series since 2000, not counting 2000, obviously. The team that came closest to making the World Series in the 2010s was a team that wasn't even expected to make it out of the division series and was a nice surprise for everyone. They've been a disappointment in 2018, 2019, and now 2020. So maybe it would be good if Hal could lose his mind every once in a while. In a moment, I'll have quotes from Aaron Boone, quotes from Brian Cashman, and I'll share some thoughts about what's been happening in both league championship series so far. But before I do that, it's time for me to gush about Built Bar. Built Bar was already good, but now they've made it even better with new flavors like caramel brownie, cherry barcia, carrot cake, lemon almond cheesecake, cookies and cream, and apple almond crisp. Every bar is covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and they're easy to chew. They're great for the health conscious person. They're good if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat that tastes bad for you. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're great for the keto diet. Some of the original flavors that I like are mint brownie delight, coconut almond, and salted caramel chocolate. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now and put in the promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, that's BuiltBar.com. Plug in the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Before I read you more quotes, I completely forgot to mention that yesterday was the 19th anniversary of the flip play. That's right, 19. 19. If someone was born on the day that the flip play happened, they can now vote. They can join the army. They can do a bunch of other things. How is this possible? I was still living at home at the time. I was about a month and a half away from moving out. I was watching the game with my dad. He was sitting on the couch. I was sitting in this rocking chair that we used to have. And Jeter makes the play. We can't believe that the play actually happened and that Giambi was called out. And my dad looks at me And he says, Oakland is dead. They have lost this series. This play just killed them. And me being the pessimist that I am, didn't believe my dad. But my dad always said these things with so much confidence that you couldn't help but believe him. And he turned out to be right. Two nights later, I was with my dad at Yankee Stadium and we watched the Yankees clinch the division series. Again, how is that 19 years ago? Anyway, on to 2020. Let's discuss what Aaron Boone had to say today. His press conference began at noon this afternoon. It is 2:47 as I'm recording this, just to let you know. Yes, I'm a little late, but I was waiting for all of these quotes to happen because I knew that if I recorded early, I would probably miss something big, and I didn't want that to happen. They asked Aaron Boone for more details about the Garcia-Happ decision. He said that the organization actually talked about it after they beat Cleveland in the wild card round. The idea was to give Happ a platoon advantage against a lefty-heavy lineup. He pointed to Happ's 577 OPS against lefties. If I'm not mistaken, both home runs that were hit against Happ were off the bat of right-handed batters. So that didn't work. I said this yesterday. I said it after it happened. What they did in Game 2 was stupid. I said it earlier in this show. They should just suck it up and say, our bad, we made a bad choice. We should have stuck with our game plan and play like the Yankees and put our number two starter in Game 2 and not do this Happ has a platoon advantage nonsense. When I already mentioned a few shows ago that Happ does not like coming into games the way he came into Game 2. And the Yankees knew this about him and still did it. The bottom line is the Yankees trying to be the Rays against the Rays made them lose that series. And no one in the organization wants to admit it. They are going to talk until they're blue in the face and say, we thought it was the right decision and that's why we did it. Luke Voit had a PRP injection in his balky foot. He has plantar fasciitis, which is not very comfortable. I really don't know how he was playing on it. So he got the injection in his foot, and he will be in a walking boot for a week, and I think they'll reevaluate him after that. But right now, he does not need surgery, which is a good thing. Aaron Boone says he doesn't anticipate any changes to the coaching staff. Now, Boone also talked about how close the Yankees were to the World Series, while Hal was talking about how they weren't close. So that's a funny discrepancy to listen to. I think losing in the division series is not close to a World Series. Like I said earlier, 2017 was the closest that you guys got. You made it to the seventh game of the American League Championship Series, and that was with Joe Girardi. And that was after that debacle in Cleveland in Game 2, when people thought the Yankees were just going to lose the division series. So again, you haven't been that close. My favorite quote of the day so far comes from GM Brian Cashman, who said that Aaron Boone is not a puppet. That's good to know. So, I don't know. I still feel like it wasn't totally Aaron Boone's idea to do what they did in Game 2. I feel like the directive came from above, but they're trying to spin it as if it was his idea and that they said, oh, okay, yeah, this is great. I know it's bad of me to think this way, but I can't help it. Cashman says he does not anticipate any changes to the coaching staff, though he has not run that by ownership yet. He also said he has not had direct conversations with Hal Steinbrenner to discuss the 2021 payroll and how the no fans in 2020 will impact it. Okay, here we go. Earlier, I said that Hal was basically crying about how much money the Yankees lost. The Yankees are an extremely rich baseball team. They could probably pay for the payroll of every other team's support staff and not see a dent in their money. So I'm sick and tired of them crying poverty. And if they're going to use the 2020 no fans as an excuse to not get people for 2021, I am going to be livid, especially if other teams are going to be able to sign people. Both Cashman and Boone discussed Gleyber Torres at shortstop this year. Boone said, for Gleyber, it's about making that routine play day in and day out. That's what's going to make him a really good shortstop. As for Cashman, he said that Gleyber Torres is currently our shortstop and he is capable of better defense. It's something they're open to discussing. So look for that But again, if the Yankees cry poverty, they're not going to sign someone. Gio Urshela had a follow-up exam on his right elbow. No symptoms, no treatment recommended at this time, so he does not need surgery. That's good, but again, you know, with the Yankees' history with injuries, especially the last 2 to 3 seasons, don't be surprised if he somehow needs surgery at some point during the offseason. I mentioned him earlier. Luis Severino's Tommy John rehab is going well, according to Cashman. He said Severino is throwing at distances of about 90 feet. He says that June or July seems like a reasonable time frame for a Major League Baseball return. That would be nice. Cashman also said that there will not be an instructional league this fall. He said some minor leaguers will play winter ball and there will be remote coaching for other players. Again, COVID has not really shown any signs of slowing down. In fact, it's picking up again in some places. So this situation is fluid. There might not even be a winter ball, depending on what's going on with COVID. Cashman also went into further detail about the Garcia Happ question. He said J-Happ has 15 postseason career appearances, 4 as a starter. He also pointed to Happ being used as a bulk reliever against Tampa Bay last September. Last September is not this September. I don't know what they were thinking, and they just are digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Can someone just admit that it was a bad decision? They shouldn't have done it, please? Someone? Anyone? Cashman said this about Masahiro Tanaka. Tanaka has been fantastic for us. He has really impacted us in a positive way, which is why we didn't start him in Game 2 of the Division Series. I know I'm beating a dead horse, but this is just making me crazy. Now, before I end today's show, let's discuss the American League Championship Series. The Rays are currently holding a 3-game-to-none lead over the Astros, and Jose Altuve seems to have developed the yips. I know, too bad, so sad on both fronts, because no one wants to see the Astros make the World Series, other than people living in Houston. People were already annoyed by them making the playoffs to begin with because they finished with a record under 500. People were annoyed with the fact that they didn't really see any punishment with regards to their cheating scandal. So I guess people are seeing this sweep as karma in a way and Altuve's yips as karma in a way, but I don't know. I don't feel like it's enough. The Astros should have gone around to every baseball stadium and had the lady with the bell saying, "Shame, shame, shame," walking behind them everywhere they went. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I do know that something really bad happened to that lady, but she was the one example of someone that I can think of that would have been funny to be following them around. Okay, so the ALCS could end tonight. The NLCS could go to, Atlanta is leading 2-0. So far, although the Dodgers did almost finish off a really big comeback. They were losing 8-3 at one point, and they had the winning run at the plate, the tying run at third, and they were down 8-7, then AJ Pollock made an out to end the game. But they made it close, and that could be a bit of a wake-up for the Dodgers, because up until that point, they hadn't really hit in the series at all. Atlanta's pitching was stifling them. That'll be something to watch tonight. Now, here's something I don't understand when it comes to baseball wanting to grow the game. Game 3 of the Dodgers-Braves starts at 6:05 Eastern on FS1. Fine. Game 4 between the Rays and Astros begins at 8:40 on TBS. Why wouldn't baseball schedule them further apart so people could watch both games? You want the sport to grow. Why wouldn't you want more people watching? There are only 2 games today. This isn't the wild card round where there were 8 games in one day and you had to overlap because what else could you do? There are 2 separate games today played in 2 separate places that you could space out enough time between where people could watch both games without having to flip channels for the start of the second game. Just the thought. I know, I'm complaining about a lot today, but there's a lot to complain about. Major League Baseball consistently shoots itself in the foot. And as someone who loves the game of baseball, I've loved this game since I was a child. It pains me to see them do this to themselves constantly. They complain that the game isn't growing. They complain that people don't show up to the stadiums. And this was pre-COVID, obviously. So what do? To grow the game, they put two playoff games on at the same time. Real smart. Here are my predictions for tonight. I think the Astros will be swept, and I think the Dodgers will fight back and make it a series. I'm actually hoping for that because I want there to be at least one series that makes it to five games. That would be nice. As I keep saying, no one is rooting for the Astros other than people in Houston, so I think we all would like them to be swept out of the ALCS, so if the Rays could do that tonight, that would be great. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.